Did you get accomplished what you'd hoped from the two
days? We had two good days of work, and our guys were focused in and attentive and trying to get better, and that's what you try to do on the bye week. So they're going to go up, finish up with their meetings, and take some time off. And I told them to take some time off and relax and reflect, and you'll be ready to come back with a smile on their face, ready to go to work on Monday to get ready for Atlanta.
Seymour had mentioned the other day about how hard everybody takes a loss, but that don't forget that you're supposed to be out here having fun. And, did you see evidence of that the last 2 days, that they were still out here, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, there's fun and there's a sense of purpose, and it's a game. And you're supposed to have fun playing the game, but it's also a business, and we've got a job to do, and our guys realize that. And nobody takes it any harder than the coaches and players in this organization. We understand that we've got a job to do. We understand what's at stake, and we take that job seriously.
I guess what I'm asking is the danger sometimes taking it too hard. Can you? Not you personally, but some guys on the team, you have to watch out for guys that are down because they're...
Well, yeah, because you have a long season.
Yeah.
And so you can't dwell on the negative. You got to rebound. You got to put that one behind you. You got to learn from the mistakes, okay, and don't commit the same mistakes again. But we've got to move forward, and that's the only way that we've got a chance to turn this thing around is to continue to move forward.
Coach, we've talked a lot about the coaching staff that you've assembled, but we haven't talked much about the strength and conditioning staff at all. What did Al Miller bring in the offseason program, and how has he helped power through times like this? When you have a break and we've had some...
Well, your strength and conditioning coach spends a lot of time with the players, probably more than anybody else within the organization, because they're down there all the time working out, especially during the off season. So I felt it was important to get a guy that that I know is he's a Hall of Fame strength coach. He's done it at the highest level. And I know from working with him and working with players that have worked with him, he's very highly respected among his peers and among the players. So he was an important hire for us, and he's done a great job.
Said that you were going to go over everything. Is that process going to begin in earnest now, or have you?
Well, the process has begun, and we're going to continue to evaluate it. The players are going to be off, but the coaches are still going to have some time to work. And we're continuing to look at every phase of what we're doing, how we're doing it, who's doing it, and we're going to put the plan together that we feel like gives us the best opportunity to win.
You said A to Z. What letter are you on?
We're in the middle somewhere.
What are some of the things that you specifically want changed from that last game? Because you guys are on the road when you come back, and is it safe to say that you've given out homework assignments when they come back?
We understand what we've got to do. We understand who we're going up against. We understand that when we come back, we've got to be full tilt ready for Atlanta. The biggest area of improvement that we have to make on offense, on defense, is third down improvement. And that's been a big focus for us this week. It'll continue to be a big focus for us. And we've got to find ways to convert on third down and get off the field on third down defensively.
How did Darius look second day back?
He looked fine. He's not quite fully back. Obviously there's been a lot of improvement. So that's encouraging.
Everybody at practice that should have been, or guys excused? Or
Richard Seymour was excused for personal reasons.
Any update on Hayward Bay? Will he be back after Atlanta? Or?
Well, we're hopeful that he's going to be ready to go next week.
Okay.
What about coaches? Do you guys take the weekend off even? Or
no? We'll take a little bit of time. It's a long season, so we got to be ready to, finish out this last 12-game stretch. But the most important thing that we've got to do is make sure we're ready to go when the players get back here for Atlanta.
Do you think you might have some lineup changes?
Well, I mean, anything's a possibility. So we'll continue to look at that, and we'll see where we're at next week.
What are the possibilities of prior to today inactive four times and something for him to, give the defense a different look?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll look at that. And we still got some time before we got to play Atlanta, so that'll be something that we'll look at. But I don't know if that's in our plans right now.
expect Carter to play in this next game?
He had two good days of practice this week, so he's getting closer to being ready.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys been following the A's? I know the Niners and Giants have kind of supported each other and where each other's hats. I don't know if that's fine or not, but it's good for Oakland, so have you guys kind of thought about that?
Well, yeah, we've obviously paid attention to them, and I know they got a chance to win the division, so we wish them well and hope for the best for them.